We are now in the heart of flu season, and if you have heart disease or have suffered from a stroke, you are at risk from greater complications from influenza. Joining us now, Dr. Heidi Miller, Chief Medical Officer from the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. Dr. Miller, thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning.
So when we look at flu, how does it impact those with heart disease or who have suffered a stroke differently maybe than other people?
We know that patients who have heart disease or who have had a stroke before are more likely to have serious complications from flu, including life-threatening complications. In fact, about half of adults hospitalized with flu have heart disease.
So what happens in those cases?
So individuals who have heart disease or are at increased risk for flu can develop any of the complications from flu. And now, mind you, anybody can develop these complications, but folks with heart disease and with a history of stroke are at a much higher risk. And some of those complications include pneumonia, inflammation of the heart called myocarditis, inflammation of the brain, of the muscle tissue, and can even endure multi-organ failure, including respiratory and kidney failure. You know, the flu infection triggers an extreme inflammatory response, and it can lead to sepsis, which is the body's life-threatening response to infection. It can also make other chronic conditions worse. So folks even with asthma or COPD, if they get flu, they can get really sick with it. And likewise, those with chronic heart disease, including congestive heart failure or arrhythmias or coronary artery disease, which is the heart attack disease, can also get sicker.
Talk to us, Dr. Miller, about just the overall severity of this season's flu cases.
So we are seeing a routine flu season. During this respiratory season, we are trying to raise awareness that folks are at risk for flu and RSV and COVID. But the good news is that we have vaccines available, and everything that we do to protect contagiousness of a upper respiratory infection helps to prevent all of that. So if folks can just try to stay home when they are sick, and if they can cover their mouth with their elbow or with a tissue when they cough or sneeze, we need to, you know, avoid touching our face, and we need to wash our hands. All of these good hygiene habits will help to prevent the spread of disease.
We're speaking with Dr. Heidi Miller, Chief Medical Officer with the Missouri Department of Health. When it comes to the flu vaccines this year, what are we seeing as far as effectiveness, or is it too early to tell?
So the flu vaccine is effective and helpful and will help to prevent hospitalizations and death. Though we also have to keep in mind that no vaccine is perfect. But it dramatically reduces risk, at least enough to reduce hospitalizations and death. Folks may realize that the flu vaccine is constructed each year to target the most common strains of flu going on. And interestingly, over the past couple of years, there is one flu strain that has gone extinct. It's called the B. Yamagata, and it has been replaced with others, but the current flu shot was designed and targeted to specifically prevent infection from the most common strains.
So when it comes to the number of people getting flu shots this year compared to last year, what are you seeing?
So our Department of immunization specialists and epidemiologists can give you that specific number. But one thing that we are seeing is a pattern of folks realizing that this is a great time to catch up on multiple vaccines. So many people are getting the flu shot at the same time as the COVID shot. And for those who are eligible, also the RSV shot. It's fine to get those vaccines at the same time. In addition, there is a pneumonia shot that someone can get from their primary care doctor or any of their doctors or pharmacists in order to further protect them from respiratory illness.
We're speaking with Dr. Heidi Miller with the Missouri Department of Health. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Dr. Miller.
Thank you so much.